Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. The Junks will be joined by Evan Washburn, CBS Sports reporter and host. He was in Pittsburgh for the NCAA tournament this past weekend. He's been on the show many, many times. Looking forward to talking to him at 8:20. So that's coming up. So we wanted to get into this Washington Post article. The headline, Hail Mary paired arena with Tyson's Casino. Yunkin and Leonsis say no. With Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's plan to build a $2 billion arena in Alexandria for the Capitals and Wizards in jeopardy, three political and business figures have been pitching an unlikely Hail Mary, an idea to pair the sports arena with a new casino in Fairfax County. Instead of building the arena in Potomac Yard with taxpayer-backed bonds, their plan calls for putting it in the Tysons area alongside the casino with tax revenue generated by gambling used to guarantee the arena bonds.
They keep throwing out Tysons. Is there really area in Tysons for a casino, a new arena?
I don't know where they would.
Where the hell is all this going to go?
I don't know where it would,
I go to Tyson. What I envision, what I know of Tysons, pretty freaking crowded.
Yeah, and, but there's
like retail everywhere.
Seemingly relatively small. Like it's just like a stretch on Route 7. Like it doesn't seem like
right.
It's that
by the
big.
Way, is Tysons residential at all? Or is it all, I feel like all retail. Like when I think of Tysons, I think of retail.
There's a lot of condos. Yeah, there's tons of condos.
And some townhomes.
Yeah,
right. But no single family homes. Like if you.
You know what I mean? It's not far off.
Yeah.
See, Tysons isn't that far from McLean and
now
Vienna.
McLean is more of a normal.
So you're not that far. I mean, you're 100 yards from those towns. So you're talking about a lot of families that live in those areas.
Yeah. Like in Tysons, it's a lot of condos, apartments.
When we left the movie a couple last week, drove 2 minutes out of Tysons and boom, you're in McLean.
Right. It's basically the same town.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the people in Tysons, they don't want the casino because they are worried about safety. That's exactly why they're worried about it.
Maybe. Okay.
Why? Yeah. Just because you got people coming from all over and then.
Yeah, I mean, there's crime at casinos all the time. People getting robbed. You know, I mean, that is the main concern for most of the people that are against the casino in that area. Mm. Well, yes, there is tax revenue, but people overlook that, and they are more worried about the safety of their families than they are about the tax revenue.
Well,
they say that if it was put in Tysons, according to this article, it would save everyone $500 a year in property taxes.
Versus if they put it on...
Well, Tysons, I think, has been designated as the most lucrative spot in Virginia, if not like almost anywhere in the country. And they would see over $1 billion a year in table game revenue.
Right. Look, a casino will eventually be put up in Northern Virginia, whether it's Tysons or like
I didn't know that. That's
Springfield.
They've been pitching that for a while.
I'm just talking big picture. Like for many years in Maryland, the elected officials saw Maryland residents driving to other locales to gamble. Their money's leaving the state to go to Delaware, Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. And then they eventually wised up and said, oh, we're going to build casinos here. We're going to keep that money in-house instead of letting it leave the state. And I'm guessing eventually that same thing is going to, that same realization is going to happen in Virginia, where they're like, people are driving right across to MGM National Harbor in Maryland, Virginia residents. Let's keep them here. Like, it's
now, remember,
it's
but some people don't, they don't care about that. They care about, would you buy a house near a casino?
Maybe.
You would?
I'm a maybe.
Okay. He wants to live near one. I'll, put it like, that way. There's got to be one within 20 to 30 minutes.
To me, the crime and all, like, that's overblown. Like, it's sensationalized.
I don't know if it's overblown.
I'd be a strong maybe for living near a casino.
You would? Okay.
Yeah. I'd be a strong maybe.
I would probably rather live next to a casino than a stadium. I don't want to live next to a stadium or an arena.
I wouldn't want to really live next to either.
Right.
But I'm just telling you what people, residents and Tysons, that's what they're worried about. For the main, the number one reason they don't want that casino is they worry about the safety. They worry about, you know, families getting robbed by people who are, you know, gambling addicts.
Yeah, but I agree with Cakes. I think that's probably overblown a little bit. I tend to be Team Cakes.
I don't know. I don't know what the crime rate at casinos are, but that's why they're worried.
Well, I just don't think saving $500 is that big of a savings.
Doesn't sound like it.
Even like for an average family in Northern Virginia, are they really going to be get worked up over saving $500 in what, taxes or something?
So, also in the article, that
just donate a little more underwear. You know.
So apparently the idea has been rejected by Youngkin and the team's owner, Monumental Sports and Entertainment, who still hope that their original plan to build the arena in Potomac Yard will overcome setbacks in the General Assembly. And a quote from Monica Dixon, who we've had on this show, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, Monumental's president of external affairs, she said, "At no time have we ever or would we ever consider operating alongside a casino, period. Our proposal in Alexandria at Potomac Yard provides our fans, players, employees, and the people of this region the best opportunity for winning teams and a great economic impact. While we're disappointed in how this has played out, we hope our proposal will get a fair hearing."
Hmm. So the Attorney General came out and said that they can't leave until 2047?
Yeah, I think that news came out Friday.
Yeah, but is that still in dispute? Because I know I don't understand the difference. He says there's some sort of buyout or something in 27, right? I think that's the year.
I believe it was 27.
In 27, yes. The Attorney General or whatever says, no, you're locked in until whatever it is.
2047.
Yeah, that's
longer than the lease we signed here at this building. Yeah. I thought was then the longest lease signed of all time.
We'll all be dead. Ted's going to be dead. We're all going to be dead
2047. By then. I just want to make it to 2047. Right. How old will I be? Hold on. That's
be like 70-something.
That's 73? That's 23 more years from now.
Yeah, you'd be.
No, I'll be 77.
Yeah, you'd be 77, right?
I'll be TJ Oshie years old at that point.
Right.
I'll barely remember who the Caps are at 77.
Yeah. 2047. Now, like you said, I'm sure it's in dispute, but, you know, it's all political. And I don't get it. But what was Ted, did he respond to the Attorney General who said you can't leave until 2047?
Yes.
And what did
Monty
he say?
Monumental said that they can, that they said that there was in 2019, there was they ratified it, the lease, saying that they can leave.
Okay.
In 2027.
So, I mean, this is probably going to have to be adjudicated, right? Can't just be Ted's opinion versus their opinion. Like a judge or somebody is going to have to rule on this, probably. I don't know how that works. But Ted can't just say, no, my lawyers read it that we're out.
Yeah, we're leaving.
And their lawyers
Stop
read
me
it
if
that
you, can.
You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt Ted just made it up. My guess is I would side with Ted.
And I'm assuming that Monumental's opposition to operating near or alongside a casino is they just view that as competition, right? Like anybody that walks into the casino, less likely to walk through their doors, I'm assuming. I don't know. I'm just assuming that.
I mean, it seems like a weird take to have to be so adamantly against casinos.
Like they have sports books inside Capital One. Like,
why don't they just open their own casino?
I don't quite get it.
I don't know. Tysons, I think,
there's
is a better spot.
There's so many questions.
Is Tysons a better spot than Alexandria? Not for people who live in the district, probably not.
I think it's more, isn't it more central? Like Tysons is closer in than Alexandria.
Well, I'd assume that the access, if assuming they figure out all that stuff over there at Georgetown Pike, whatever's going on there, you know, in our lifetime, I would assume the access coming and going would be a little bit better there in Tysons, even though it's already a cluster. That would be my assumption.
Tysons, I've never not had a traffic issue driving in Tysons.
Well, you got to go at odd hours. Yeah.
And I don't think it'll ever change.
I'm sure. And adding a casino/arena would...
I don't know where they would put that.
It would paralyze the traffic there. I mean, it would be gridlock all the time.
Right.
I would assume. Certainly on game nights.
Is this ever going to happen? Is this ever going to happen?
Yes.
It will. 100%.
Yeah.
They're going to move to Potomac Yard.
Oh, I don't know that.
I don't know if that...
They're just going to move out of D.C.
But I think Ted is hell-bent on moving out of D.C. at some point.
I know.
I thought I read something that there was a Maryland.
There was definitely a Maryland meeting, a dalliance. Yes. That was reported too by...
Recently.
Yes. By a publication I'd never heard of. I believe the Baltimore Banner. Had that news.
Southeast. Those are your people.
It's not the Baltimore Sun. The Baltimore Banner spokesperson.
Baltimore Banner? What is that? Just some hillbilly with a blog?
I've never heard of it.
Okay.
I mean, is that a free paper you get when you're walking down Pratt Street?
It could be a city paper.
I mean, I don't know.
Hey, Ted has this big thing about Richmond to like Delaware being this one.
Right. Big super city.
Yeah, big super city, super area. I really think he could move both the teams closer to Baltimore.
Really?
Yeah. If Virginia's given all this pushback and he's getting the land and a good enough deal from Maryland and maybe somewhere closer
in Anne Arundel County,
I'd put it in Columbia.
Moved into Columbia.
Yeah,
I'd be
like Columbia.
The traffic there Anne Arundel, sucks too.
Or somewhere in Anne Arundel County.
Oh, if I could just get on the ICC and hop on 29 and go see the Caps.
I mean, Ted really pushes this super city thing, and he really believes in it. So it wouldn't shock me if all of a sudden he hates dealing with DC.
You mean a super city is Baltimore and DC?
No, in Ted's mind, like it's Richmond all the way to Dover.
Like halfway up and down the East Coast, basically.
Right.
You know what? He's a smart businessman. He's going to keep those options open.
If Ted, okay, I could see,
if you
I could see
he's getting
Ted,
grief now for moving 3 miles away. You know how much grief he's going to get if he moves a team to friggin' Anne Arundel County?
He's fine.
If he moves a team to Crofton?
He'll get over it.
I bet you he could get even more land.
They used to skate over Piney Orchard.
I don't think it's as far off. And I think Ted will come to the realization that it will be in play, and that no matter where he moves, it people are going to be mad.
That part is true.
That's
wherever
true.
He moves, and it, people so, will and be upset.
I think Ted would put his money where his mouth is and start back in the super city. And he'll because he's Caps, already talked about it.
The Columbia Caps. Oh, it's got a good ring to it. You don't have to. You can't name. Can't switch them from Washington, but if they played in Columbia, that's right in my wheelhouse, Valdez.
I don't think it's speaking to me now. I don't think it's that outside the box because I feel like a lot of his options.
I don't think it's that crazy.
A lot of his options. He's finding out a lot of these options and a lot of the people that he's dealing
if
with.
If everything falls
is a
through,
headache.
If everything sucks in Virginia and you're just running into roadblocks all the time, Of course, you're going to flirt with Maryland. You have to. A big chunk of his fan base.
I know, and then I think he wants a lot of land. And where can you get a lot of land? It's closer, I think, closer to Baltimore.
I just feel like he's going to have the same political roadblocks in the state of Maryland that he's having now in Virginia.
No, you're going to have those.
He's going to have political roadblocks.
Well, he's going to have them anywhere. He's going to have them in D.C. if he stays, he's gonna have them in Virginia or Maryland.
I'm just saying, since he's attached to Youngkin, he's going to have those political roadblocks, especially in Maryland.
So is he basically waiting for a Dem to get in charge because then he thinks it'll get approved? Is that basically what he's hoping for? Just ride it out?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's what he's waiting for, but...
That's a fallback option?
It seems like that would help.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And is that what's likely to happen? Because what? Governors in Virginia get one term, right? So who's the leading candidate for
Democrats?
Yeah,
no idea.
You have no idea.
No,
they don't have like. Are they already?
I don't pay attention.
How long? Right. How long do they run? He's still got what, 3 or 4 more years?
I have
though,
no
right?
idea.
What do they get? 6 year terms? I think govs get 6 year terms, right?
Maybe.
Years?
I don't know.
Did
if
I make that
six...
up?
I don't know.
I made that up.
You know what? I don't know, so I can't dispute it.
Okay.
I can't
Draft,
tell
do
you.
They get 6 year terms or 4 year terms?
Well, in Maryland, they get 4. I don't know about Virginia. Sure. I can't speak to them.
Why do I think 6 year? Who gets 6 years?
I think it's a 4.
Like senators get 6 years?
I thought he just got elected.
He got
elected in 22, right?
Right. So if it's 4, he doesn't have that much more time.
No, it's not 6. I think it's 4.
Okay.
All right, when we come back, we will pivot and talk some NCAA tournament. We'll be joined by our pal Evan Washburn from CBS Sports. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.